Nolte, Trump's glorious town hall performance might have delivered the final kill shot to CNN. By John Nolte on May 11, 2023. President Trump appeared on far-left CNN for 70 minutes last night and just might have delivered the kill shot to a propaganda outlet that was already taking a 10 count in the ratings. Boy, was I wrong. Mea culpa, Mr. President. Mea culpa. And you cannot imagine how happy I am to be so wrong. Even if Trump did well on CNN, I assumed this would still be a win for CNN. Well, it wasn't. Instead, it was a catastrophe for the Hoax Network. Which is why, right after the town hall, you could hear the tears of frustration in election meddler Jake Tapper's voice. Last night, Trump put the Trump in triumph. He showed up with a plan, executed it perfectly. Exposed moderator Caitlin Nurse Ratched Collins for the mental lightweight she is. And charmed anyone watching who is not a humorless prig missing their joy gene. Collins flew into that town hall on her broom backed by breathless reports of a big, new CNN contract by way of a big, new promotion to CNN's 9 p.m. slot, and proceeded to lay the biggest egg since climate change wiped out the dinosaurs. Watching Trump reduce Collins to "that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong," like a learning disabled minor bird dipped in bleach, had me rolling on the floor. Her laughably transparent game plan was to get under the former president's skin, but it backfired. She looked feckless. He looked cool, calm, prepared, and unflappable. While she heckled and lied, he delivered. While she sputtered like a first wife, he put on the Trump show. While she stamped her feet, he won over the audience and offered a vision for a future filled with promise and prosperity. He floated over her tripwires like Fred Astaire while she stood there looking like the last sheet on a roll of cheap paper towels. Trump pulling copies of his time-stamped tweets to prove Collins a liar was so far beyond onage. The former president might have violated the Emancipation Proclamation. Best of all, in an increasingly uptight and fascist culture, Trump made us laugh, and only fools underestimate the power of such things. It was glorious. Yes, Kamala will win the ratings night, no question. Cuck News firing Tucker Carlson was a bit of affirmative action in that regard, and a ratings win is a victory. The problem for CNN is that this will likely be remembered as a Pyrrhic victory, which is defined this way, a victory that inflicts such a devastating toll on the victor that it is tantamount to defeat. Such a victory negates any true sense of achievement or damages long-term progress. This could prove true for two reasons, the second being the most important. Uno, Wednesday night's Trump town hall was CNN's opportunity to capture the eyes of the world and then prove to a world that sees CNN as a left-wing joke that things have changed over there. Instead, CNN proved it is still a dumpster fire of hate, lies, and, above all, the most unappealing group of charmless pricks ever assembled on TV. If the town hall itself didn't prove that, the indignant CNN roundtable afterward certainly did. Is no one at CNN getting properly laid? The well in Everness was turned up to 11. Margaret Dumont would have watched that round table and thought, why are these people so uptight? Simply put, CNN proved that CNN is still CNN. And since everyone other than America's woke Nazis despises CNN, the result is this, the whole CNN has changed narrative was exposed as just one more CNN lie. But here's where CNN really screwed up. Das, CNN is a political outfit. And whether you are a politician, a super PAC, or a lobbying group, the last thing a political outfit can afford is to lose its base of support. Your base is everything, and CNN's teeny tiny base is about 450,000 members of the woke Gestapo and a handful of conservatives who can't stop hate watching. That fact is the real reason last night was a catastrophe for CNN. By handing Trump a forum and allowing Trump to look as good as he did, and he's never been better, CNN alienated and infuriated its base. Look around. The resentment from the woke Gestapo is everywhere, and the woke Gestapo doesn't forgive. Watch, Trump says overturning Roe a great victory. That cute little Hitler we call Ox spoke for almost every one of CNN's residual viewers when she tweeted this delightful piece of well I never nest last night. CNN should be ashamed of themselves. They have lost total control of this town hall to again be manipulated into platforming election disinformation, defenses of Jan 6th, and a public attack on a sexual abuse victim. The audience is cheering him on and laughing at the host. In the twisted and demented minds of the woke Gestapo, Trump launched a public attack on a sexual abuse victim. That CNN allowed that will be seen as unforgivable. But, to anyone sane, Trump was defending himself by pointing out the utter ludicrousness of his accuser's ludicrous story. And cute little Hitler is blaming only CNN. Here's her follow-up tweet. This falls squarely on CNN. Everyone here saw exactly what was going to happen. Instead, they put a sexual abuse victim in harm's way for views. This was a choice to platform lies about the election and Jan 6th with no plan but to have their moderator interrupted without consequence. And that is death to CNN. Last night CNN committed the dumbest move any political outfit can make, it betrayed its base. Fox News, of course, has repeatedly betrayed its base. But there are not many alternatives to Cuck News. There are plenty of alternatives to KNLL, and last night CNN committed the greatest sin you can on the left, it allowed Donald Trump to shine. I'd like to thank Nurse Ratched for dressing all in white like Nurse Ratched. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.